It was one of those great night-night conversations that a father can have when he's with his son or daughter at bedtime. Our son-in-law tried to prepare our 4-year-old grandson for sleeping by saying, "You know, you don't have to worry at night because Jesus is with you." Well, our grandson, ever the thinker, said, "How do I know that Jesus can see me?" Dad told him, "Well, Jesus is up in heaven watching everything we do, and he also lives inside each of us, and he can see everything." Oh, ponder time. And then, "So that means I'm Jesus' house?" We knew that he had asked Jesus into his heart. Dad affirmed him. Actually, that's exactly how the Bible describes it. And then came our grandson's application questions. "Is Mommy Jesus' house?" Yes. "And you're Jesus' house?" Yes. "And my little brother is Jesus' house?" Well, his little brother then was too young to give his heart to Jesus yet. Daddy said, "Well, not yet." Good. Sounds like Daddy passed the theology test. I'm Ron Edgecraft, and I want to have a word with you today about a very expensive house. It's amazing how little kids figure out what we big kids tend to forget or don't ever get. Our grandson, he got it there. If you've asked Jesus to come into your life and be your personal Savior, you are Jesus' house, which is going to guide or should guide a lot of choices you make. One of the Bible's most radical truths is spelled out today in our word for today from the Word of God in 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. In a world filled with massive temples to many different gods, Paul says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." Wow. So if you know Jesus, that body of yours, whatever you or other people may think of it, it's a temple where God himself lives. I saw a teenager once with a shirt that simply said, "Property of God." Well, that's the truth. Imagine how it might change things if every believer had that indelibly stamped on their forehead, "Property of God." Some couples wouldn't be messing around with each other the way they are if they remembered they were messing around with God's property. We'd think twice about some of the garbage we put in our body, some of the junk we allow ourselves to watch or listen to, if we realize that we're dragging trash into the property of God. The pagans of old, oh, they knew that you dared not pollute or abuse or dishonor the place where they believed their God lived. But the one true God really does live in you and me, if we belong to Jesus and he comes in the form of the Holy Spirit. Notice that's Holy Spirit, who must be saying to some of us, "What are you doing bringing that stuff into the temple of Almighty God?" In a sense, you drag God into everything you do with your body. It's not your body to do what you please with, to drink what you want, eat what you want, watch what you want, listen to what you want. You don't eat what you want, do what feels good with it, put poison into it, and use it for things God hates. It's God's temple. This house of yours was bought at a very expensive price. In fact, the highest price ever paid. The life of the sinless Son of God. And now you've invited him to move into this house that he paid for with his life. Treat your body like what it really is. Like the shirt said, like the Bible says, it's the property of God.
Thanks, Ron. Did you know Ron Hutchcraft writes a blog? Ron's blog touches on some of the most current and up-to-date issues in our culture and provides biblical insights helpful for you. You can receive this blog directly to your email box when you sign up at awordwithyou.com. That's awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.